Runtastic presents Back to the Oceans, a Runtastic story run in cooperation with Adidas and Parley for the Oceans. Written by Kyla McMillan. Narrated by Master Ace. Music and sound design by David Ritt. Additional music by Peter Crusader.
It's like diving into a galaxy, into the Milky Way, only it's down instead of going up. And what you're diving into is a living system. And every one of those little sparks is something alive. It's like diving into the history of life on Earth, all of the major divisions of life that have ever been have some representation in the sea. The ocean is where the action really is.
Few people know more about the oceans than Sylvia Earle. And she says it best. The oceans are where the action is. The birthplace of life on Earth. Every living thing's true homeland. Let's start with something easy, a warm-up, if you will. We've got a bit of a journey ahead of us. Ease into it. Think for a second about the oceans. Maybe a family trip to the beach comes to mind, or a sunset sail. Maybe it's a beautiful view from a villa, or scuba diving in exotic waters. Whatever comes to mind, think about this. Humans have only seen about 5% of our oceans to date. 99% of living things live in the oceans. We've just begun to touch the surface. There's so much that we don't know. So let's start with what we do know. We know that life on Earth is made possible by the oceans. We know that every second breath we take is generated by life in the oceans. We know that if the oceans die, we die. Now, if that sounds heavy, it's because it is. I'm talking to you, and you're listening, because our oceans are in trouble. Sea life is in trouble. We have to fix it. Our oceans give us life, so we have to give it back. And not just to the 5% that we've seen thus far. I'm talking about that 95% that we may never see. Why? Because even though we don't see it, every single living thing in the oceans is vital to our existence. I walk around my city, New York City, every day. And I'm concerned about how little people know about our oceans and how much we do every day to ruin them. You might already know about marine plastic pollution. You might have already seen those awful pictures of sea turtles with plastic tied around their necks. You might already know about the terminal stage of the Great Barrier Reef and our global coral bleaching crisis. You might have even spent 15 minutes reading that super thorough article circulating on Facebook. You probably liked it, shared it, and were really, really bothered by it. You might know how bad commercial fishing is. You would never eat sharks. You might know it all. What are you doing about it? I know we just met, but I feel like I can be honest with you. Knowing isn't enough. It's time to take action. Actually, we're a little too late. Okay, we're incredibly late, but not too late. So let's go back to the oceans. Come with me. I'm on my way back there now. Let's take all this knowledge we have and start doing something about it. Step by step, one foot in front of the other. We're not gonna stop until we get there. Let's go back to where we came from and fix the mess we made. If you're like me, there's nothing better than a day at the beach. There's nothing better than hearing the waves crash or the feeling of water washing over your feet. That alone is enough to want to save our oceans. But the truth is, even if you don't like the beach or you've never been, even if you can't remember the last time you saw the ocean, you're affected by it. Wherever you are right now, whether you're walking, or running, or you stopped to retie your shoelace, please double knot those laces. We're behind and we don't have time to stop. Really, leading scientists agree we have less than 10 years left to turn things around. But whatever it is you're doing in this moment, you are breathing. If you're running on the beach right now in Morocco, this affects you. If you're on the treadmill at your hotel gym in Tokyo, this affects you. If you're on the streets of Mexico City, this affects you. I could go on and on and on about every city, every suburb, every forest, every coast, every possible corner of this earth and every living thing on it. It all leads to the same thing. The oceans affect us all. We all come from the oceans.
Keep calling. You got me the word to say. Free falling. I don't want to lose.
So what now? Seriously, feel like we're all doomed? That's a natural reaction. How can one person do enough to fight an issue as big as preserving our oceans? How can one person save all the whales and coral reefs and stop all the plastic from polluting our waters? How? Well, first of all, give yourself more credit. Now's not the time to be modest. It's the time to use your voice. And secondly, it's not totally up to you. But you can start by changing the way you're thinking. Because truthfully, the way we're thinking about our oceans isn't working. Nothing truly great in the history of mankind has ever happened without someone who was fearless enough to start thinking differently. To not only question the status quo, but also to endeavor to change it. Now's the time for a new form of activism. Now is the time for creators, thinkers, and leaders. These are the roles we need to play now. Just by running for the oceans right now, you've become an activist. So how does an activist behave? We challenge preconceived ideas about the way things are. We raise our voices, or in this case, we run to raise awareness. And by getting in control of the conversation and taking steps forward towards change, we move the conversation forward. We make an immediate impact and drive the real lasting changes until the movement becomes so big, we can't even mention life before it. That's what we owe our oceans. The problems of our oceans is everyone's problem. That's why we need creators to solve it. We need artists, teachers, educators, traditional scientists in the lab, and the citizen scientists in the field. The finance guys I see on Wall Street, the marathoners and the couch potatoes. Every person of every color, every religion, every gender. We need all eyes on the ocean and all minds on the solution. This challenge, this opportunity, is everyone's to own.
No one person can do everything, but everyone, every person can do something. Look in the mirror, first of all. Who are you? What do you do? What do you care about? What do you love? Are you good with music? Are you good with numbers? Are you good with kids? Are you good with words? Whatever it is, you've got power. Everyone has power. How are you deploying your power to secure a better world? That's the question you should ask yourself.
This movement is bigger than any one of us alone. Sometimes it's hard to get really motivated by the things we can't see. And when it comes to the oceans, there's a lot we can't see. But we've learned a lot from the things we've explored. In our everyday lives, there are things each and every one of us does that disrupts the stability of our oceans. For starters, take a look around you. I bet $1 million that there's some unnecessary plastic in sight. As I'm running, I'm passing bags from grocery stores, potato chip bags that have missed the garbage can, just tons and tons of unnecessary plastic that makes my city ugly and makes our oceans and all the life in our oceans sick. The presence of plastic alone is causing our oceans enough trouble, but that's just the beginning. Despite our big brains, capacity for reason, and sophisticated communication tools, many of the things humans say and do are actually pretty absurd. We've become so good at lying to ourselves, we don't even realize we're doing it. We even lie to heartbroken friends. One of the most common examples of these fabricated realities is the saying, "There's plenty of fish in the sea." There's not. 90% of big fish species have disappeared since 1950. We're filling up on seafood platters while dismantling life in the oceans. We're even putting our fish in pet food. All the while, we're thinking that there's plenty more, and there isn't. There really isn't. So I'm gonna stop saying there's plenty of fish in the sea. One, because it's not true. And two, because even if there were an infinite amount of fish in the world, they aren't ours for the taking. Marine life is essential life. It functions independent of us all.
We didn't know this, could not understand the capacity that we have to destroy at the level that we have now demonstrated that we can, that we have, that we will continue to, and unless we wake up and say, no, we have to stop the killing and realize that the living value of sharks, of swordfish, of shrimp, lobsters, all the ocean wildlife that we now extract, believing somehow that it's infinite in its capacity to recover. We've got the evidence that by the middle of this century, we might have crossed, in fact, maybe we already have crossed, critical milestones, the point of no return.
I hate to say it, but we're friends now. And I have to be honest, it gets worse. What do you think happens to all that garbage we dump in the oceans? It doesn't just go away. The fish eat the garbage, and then we eat the fish. We are polluting our own oceans, and then we're eating the marine life we've poisoned. We are poisoning ourselves. I can't say it enough. We come from the oceans. We need the oceans to survive. Everything we're doing to the oceans, we're doing to ourselves. The good, the bad, and the toxic. This is what I mean when I say we need to change the way we think. We need to change the conversation. I'm going to give you a second to deal with all that. It's a lot to swallow, pun intended. Now's probably a good time to pick up the pace, sweat it all out. Think about the one place you've always wanted to go in the world. Maybe you're on vacation there right now, running on the beach in Zanzibar, circling a coral island in the Maldives, or through central Rome, passing the Colosseum. Lucky you. I'm pretty lucky too, because I've already been to the place that I've always wanted to go in this world, the Great Barrier Reef. I'm biased, but I'd argue that it's the purest, most vibrant beauty on our planet, and it's at risk. In the case of the Great Barrier Reef, we're reminded that despite our love for our oceans, we're not doing our job to take care of them. Coral bleaching. Just uttering those words is a bummer. The ultimate bummer. What is it? Well, let me put it this way. We are stressing coral out. Really, really stressing it out. Thanks to global warming, thanks to me and you, the lack of nutrients, rising temperatures, and overexposure to light, all of this is taking the rainbow that was the Great Barrier Reef and turning it white. Our way of life on the planet is sucking the life out of our oceans. Now, I can't say for sure that you or your kids or their kids will even have dreams of seeing the Great Barrier Reef like I did. Very soon, it won't be the stuff that dreams are made of anymore. It just makes you think, with all the humans have accomplished, what good is any of it if we end up destroying all that inspires us? I just want to take a moment to say thank you. Have I thanked you yet? Right now, you're taking action to save your life, my life, every living thing's life. That's a big deal. They don't call this sort of thing a movement for nothing. By running with me right now, you've joined the movement of people trying to preserve our oceans. You're already part of the solution. As we run back to the oceans, as we run for the oceans, what we're really doing is running for life. This run won't last forever, so we have to think beyond this moment about what we can do to protect and restore our oceans long term. What's the number one reason that stops people from taking risks? If you ask me, it's fear. Fear of the unknown. I think that's why so many people are afraid to tackle saving our oceans. There's so much we don't know. But if we change our thinking, the unknown is the reason why we should save our oceans.
During the cutting edge of exploration, the greatest era of exploration in all of human history, that would be now, when for the first time we have access to places that we could not go until right about now. For the first time, we can satisfy our curiosity and open the door to thousands of new questions about who are we? Where did we come from? And most importantly, armed with knowledge, armed with this power of knowing, where are we going from here?
Are you feeling tired? I know. Making progress isn't as easy as it seems. Just putting one foot in front of the other, remembering to breathe, staying focused, pushing your limits, all that is exhausting, but you can't quit now. The oceans need you. I need you. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other. I'm running through Manhattan right now on my way to the ocean, and I see plastic pollution all around me. People sipping drinks from plastic bottles. people leaving the supermarket with doubled up plastic bags, kids leaving the shop with handfuls of plastic wrapped snacks, cigarette butts with plastic filters polluting the sidewalks. No one is ever thinking about it. I promise you, not one of these people I've seen in the past 30 seconds is a bad person. But our oceans suffer, whether we know it or not. We have to put an end to this. We have to change our behavior. It's time we start thinking about these changes as opportunities, as promises of survival. Let's talk about what we can do beyond this run, beyond raising awareness. What can you do? Start with getting reusable bags. Just say no to plastic bags. Reusable bags are much more stylish, and nothing makes you look better than literally saving the planet. Another thing to say no to, plastic straws. Why are we still using plastic straws? If you think about it, very few people buy plastic straws for their homes. It's always when we're out to eat or we stop at a store for a quick drink. So this means we gotta be super proactive. When you order your drink, ask for no straws. When you see a carton of straws next to your cashier, suggest they be removed. These things are easier said than done. We have to avoid what we know is bad at every opportunity. When we're in situations out of our control, we have to intercept and stop the problem. And then we have to redesign. We have to rethink the way things are done and come up with new ways. I don't mean sustainability. That's not enough. We need to reinvent. I mean eco-innovation. Harnessing the power of creativity, imagination, and collaboration to transform the ways we think about our oceans and ourselves. Avoid, intercept, redesign. A-I-R. AIR. I can't take credit for it. It's Parley's strategy. Make it your new mantra. So now you know. Knowing is human nature. And it's true what they say. Knowledge really is power.
Why explore the ocean? Why go deep? Because we're human beings. We need to know. The deeper we go, the more new things we discover.
Now, what do we do with all this newfound knowledge? There are people, really brilliant people, thinking of brilliant ways to overhaul the way we think about the oceans. We're running back to the oceans at this very moment because there are people committed enough and passionate enough to start this movement. This is the fastest growing movement in the world. I'm serious. I'm not just saying this because I love the environment. It's a fact. Environmentalism is the fastest growing movement in the world today. Why? Because our survival is at risk. It's literally a matter of life or death. Like me and you, a lot of awesome people are choosing life. So I want to make it clear that we're fighting on a very strong team. And while you and I may not be engineers or environmentalists, we are playing our parts. Equally important parts, we are running for the oceans, and our steps add up. Each step we take pushes this movement forward. We started using plastics in its current form about 65 years ago. In the span of a lifetime, we redefined the fossil record. We polluted every corner of the planet. We are killing our planet in rapid speed. But there's hope. We know what we're doing. We can see the destruction, but we also have the tools to end it. Never before in human history have we had the tools, knowledge, and technology we have today. Just as we all contribute to the problem, we can all be a part of the solution. There's a moment that comes for every runner when you hit a wall. It's happened to me many times, and I know it's probably happened to you, whether you're a newbie or a pro. Maybe it's happening to you right now. I'm a demanding man, I know. But I'm asking you to dig deep, push past it. I need you to realize the value of your body, of this very moment, of this very run. We can't afford to hit a wall right now. We have to continue making strides, every day without exception. I don't need to tell you the benefits of running. It's the reason why you're running. But this run is bigger than just staying fit. This is bigger than just breaking a sweat or keeping our hearts healthy. This is bigger than just you or me. This run is taking us all the way back to where we need to be. I'm gonna stop talking to you soon, but it doesn't end here. It doesn't end on World Oceans Day. Not this year, or next year, or 10 years from now. Our fight to preserve our oceans is long-term. There's no alternative. Right now, I'm running down the path at the beach. I'm looking out at the water as I have on many, many occasions that I've run back to the oceans. And at this moment, at the peak of my awareness, I'm watching a man a few feet in front of me, littering. I'm watching countless people, other runners even, drinking from non-reusable bottles of water. They're looking out to the same ocean as me, and they can't see what I see. They do not seem to know what we know, not yet. But that doesn't stop me, and you can't let it stop you. Because the truth is, right now, a lot of people do not see the problem. A lot of people don't see the problem clearly. You may have been one of these people before you started this run. Now you're part of the solution. Think about everything you love in this world. All the new and amazing things you learn every day. This is what's at stake. So when you're in this run, I need you to start having conversations. Share this story. Talk to people about me. Talk to your neighbors, your family, your friends, your elected officials. We need each other just as much as we need the oceans. If the oceans die, we die. We can't let that happen. To the Oceans, a Runtastic story run in cooperation with Adidas and Parley for the Oceans. Written by Kyla McMillan. Narrated by Master Ace. Music and sound design by David Ritt. Additional music by Peter Crusader. For more information about how to take action yourself, visit adidas.com/parley.